This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what helped out things today in the cattle markets?
I think it was more a situation, Leslie, where we had overdone this cattle market to the downside. The previous three sessions, we had made new contract lows in every live cattle and feeder cattle contract. The only thing that's really changed since then, Friday, our placement number came in 5.5% less than what the trade was looking for. That was not enough just to spur this market higher and hold it higher. I think we found more short covering, technical buying, picking the bottom, all that kind of stuff, along with buy stops that helped this market higher today. A choice box beef was down 50 on at noon, $1.60 higher on select, moved 75 loads, saw a kill of 107,000 head today. And on the close, October cattle, $1 higher, December up $1.37, October feeders $1.85 higher, November up $1.42, and October hogs 57 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3 and 6 person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and OnCommand with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Ride a Viking. That's Ride a Viking. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
Tom, what brought support across the grain sector?
Liz, I think it was more of a technical function also. There's a little talk out there of dry weather in parts of Russia that might have an effect on their wheat planting. We talked a little bit about that last week also. I don't think that was a full move in the market. We did sell some corn to Mexico, some soybeans to an unknown destination. Our export inspections this morning did not offer anything negative, but they did not offer anything positive either. I think we just saw a function of the market due to a little technical buying once again. On the close, December KC wheat up 8.25, March KC up 8.5, December Chicago wheat 10 cents higher, December corn up 7.25, March up 7.5, November beans 7 higher, January beans up 7.25, and December cotton was up 24 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network